ज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुःवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। I welcome every one of you for this positive thinker course. The Sankalp camp, Sfruti camp, Utkarsh camp, all these camps, topics, through this type of Zoom sessions in classes of 1.5 hours each, approximately. I'm thinking of doing it in about 70 to 75 sessions. Only one session is over on Spirit of Gita. Today we are doing the session on Do We Live More Than Once? I check whether it's the same question. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, which is actually the basic book of Krishna consciousness, which Prabhupada used in the West in his very early days to teach all his students in the West, where he emphasized one particular shloka very much. Dehino asmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir yiras tatra namuhyati. So in that verse there is one word called dhira. Dhira, opposite of this, mudha. Mudha means one who thinks this body is everything. I am this body. Dhira means one who knows the difference between body and soul. All of you are devotees, you are dhiras. Dhira means one who is sober, one who always lives on the platform of understanding. This body is only a vehicle for the soul, and the soul is the actual living personality, which is myself. Like one day, I was going in my sumo in the early morning. One day, in the early morning when I was going in the sumo, I saw a dog running behind the sumo very fastly, almost half a kilometer, because the dog thought this sumo is a big fellow and he is a small fellow. He didn't notice anything inside the sumo. He didn't notice that there is a driver who is driving the sumo. Here it is going up. Increase it, increase it. More. Volume increase. So he thought that the sumo itself is a person. He didn't see the difference between the driver of the sumo and the sumo, because he's after all an animal, you see. But we all are human beings. Fortunately, we are blessed with the ability to study and understand Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada used to say, if you know the difference between body and soul, all your anxieties are relieved. Because simply by knowing this difference, the knowledge awakens, we become peaceful. One good news for all of us is material world is temporary, spiritual world is eternal. So this material body is also temporary. So it is important for us to study from the basics. Many of you are joining this session today. You are all devotees. You already know this basic philosophy. Then you may wonder, what will I get out of this in these sessions? The essence of Bhagavad Gita book had questions which would take long time to answer. You only have to write 4 or 5 sentences to write the answer. I felt that the current world situation is such that people have no time to write long-winded answers, and that too so many questions. Keeping all this in mind, I am converting the essence of Bhagavad Gita lessons into shorter lessons with multiple choice questions and easy to answer. So these booklets which you will be getting as PDF files, they will all be carrying questions, and I have a great desire to see every one of you not only join these classes but also teach this to people in your neighborhood, share with them, and I wish and pray that these notes materials help you to connect many new people in your neighborhood to Krishna consciousness movement and to join this glorious mission of Srila Prabhupada. And that is the intention with which I prepared all this, preparing these booklets now. And I require all your blessings to be able to steadily keep this program going on week after week and complete all these lessons. Actually, thanks to Gajendra Prabhu and his good wife, Shyamala Gaurangi Mataji in IIT Hyderabad. They were the ones to take lead in inviting me for this program in IIT Hyderabad. After which now, once in a month, I go there personally. Other times, I do it on Zoom. So I just gave this basic introduction, and now we will enter our lesson just now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reincarnation is the note. Is it the note? Is it the note? What is it? Is it the notes? What is it? No, 1 minute. I'll just open it. It's a different one. So please take page number 1. Hare Krishna. So scientific facts proving reincarnation. You will see in the very first page, I have put a newspaper cutting. Why? Somebody may say, why don't you teach from Bhagavad Gita directly? But these days people are exposed to so many things over the internet. People have a lot of faith in what comes in the net and in newspapers and TV. So let them see for themselves that even the modern day people are talking about reincarnation. So I would request all of you to quickly go through it. The miracle child reunites with past life parents. So, after reading it, you have to choose the correct answers from below. You have to just tick mark the correct answers. I'll give you about 3 minutes. Quickly read the news item. So I should keep it here. I told you. सो नाउ लेट्स गो थ्रू द क्वेश्चंस वन बाय वन. मेरा नाम सुमन है. मनीषा मत बोलो. द गर्ल सेड फ्रॉम दिस व्हाट कैन वी अंडरस्टैंड द सोल इन द बॉडी ऑफ सुमन मस्ट हैव बीन द सेम सोल हु वाज अर्लियर इन द बॉडी ऑफ मनीषा. सो यू कैन सी this is the most fundamental truth not known to the common people. This one small truth, if they can know, their life would be totally different. You can see that in the modern times people are spending so much money, time, energy for so many types of shoes, so many types of pants, so many types of watches and belts and hairstyles and whatnot, because they think they are the body. Here you will see the soul, the body of Suman, is the same soul who was in the body of Manisha. Therefore, the soul carried some remembrance from the previous life to this life. So it's a very, first one is the correct sentence. Then the second one, Manisha might have collected some information about Suman in order to speak like this to become popular in newspaper and TV programs. We cannot take such instances seriously. These are skeptical people who think like this. But it's not a fact, because she's a little girl and she had an emotional outburst, as we read in the newspaper. And it was not intended one. It was not a planned one, not a cunning one. And she's not grown up enough to make such plans. So therefore, the second one is wrong. Third one, the body made up of 5 metal elements is not everything. There is some anti-material, non-perishable soul, which reincarnates from one body to another. Perfect. That's correct. This body is made up of Panchamahabhut. It's like the car. And we are the driver of the car. And we are reincarnating from one body to another. And the next one. Life cannot come from matter. But life is altogether a different phenomenon from matter. Perfectly right. In fact, recently in one of my notes I added one Professor Mitchell Taur from one of the American universities. He is actually one of the top 10 scientists of the whole world. And recently he spoke a couple of hours on how life can only come from life. Life cannot arise from matter. You are going to get that notes the 5th session. I have put his photo along with his writing. I have given you the links also there. So you will see that life cannot come from matter. Life is a different phenomenon from matter. Even many scientists are realizing it now. So he has very boldly presented intelligent design by God as actually the reason behind all the varieties in this world, and not the foolish and false assumption of life arising from matter. The next one, reincarnation happened for the soul from one body to another. This is a fact known from Bhagavad Gita. Perfectly right. Just as set A and set B have common intersection, similarly, due to the presence of the same soul in 2 different bodies, one is able to recollect the previous life details. For example, Suman and Manisha. Say, take Suman as like one circle, Manisha is another circle. So how is Suman and Manisha knowing about the previous body? How Manisha in a previous life was Suman? These 2 bodies are different. That body is already burned away. It has turned into ashes. Then how is it that Manisha is able to recollect something from the previous life? Just like set A, set B, the intersecting element is the soul. That becomes clear. And scientists may find out in future how a small girl can find out such details about someone who lived before. Since we can't remember our past births, we cannot trust this small girl's words too seriously. Again, this is another skeptical view of some people. So, it is not just one little girl here. There are more than 3,000 case studies researched by Dr. Ian Stevenson, not only in India, in Australia, in Canada, in America, in Europe, all over the world. It's all published. In fact, Dr. Ian Stevenson in University of West Virginia, he was the one of the early day scientists to research on reincarnation studies. He always looked for frauds in people. He always looked for people who try to become popular. So therefore, scientists do a thorough job. So he and many other scientists have people think like this. Some people think like this. It not only happens to someone, it happens to every one of us. Because wherever there is soul, the living thing, it moves from one body to another. Some people think only this girl had this experience. Every soul in this world goes from one body to another. How can the story of Manisha and Suman help you in making a better one? So easy to discuss. My answer is simple. If I know that just as this soul moved from Manisha's body to Suman's body, which Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, that the soul moves from one body to another at the time of death, that has become proven. That means this newspaper cutting proves Bhagavad Gita. On very practical level. Thanks to Lord Krishna, who spoke this truth 5,000 years ago. Now, my faith in Lord Krishna is increasing more by seeing all this. That Lord Krishna, whatever he says is true. Millions of years ago, our Vedas said plants have life. They use the word chara, achara. Two words are used. Chara means moving, like all of us are chara. And trees and plants are achara. Non-moving living beings. So there is moving living being, non-moving living being. But scientists said plants have no life. Why? Because they're not moving. But Jagadish Chandra Bose proved recently that plants have life. So you will see that the Vedas always spoke the truth millions of years ago. And they don't change the truth. They have stood the test of time. In fact, Vedas don't change the truth. Modern man has to gradually come to the point of recognizing and realizing what the Vedas say to be true. That has become true. So let's go to page number 2. See, the first para is a very weighty paragraph. So we will read a few sentences and then we will discuss more. An intelligent person wants to know why he must suffer helplessly, die unwillingly, and lose everything miserably, despite the best efforts of doctors and good wishes of friends and relatives. And his own desperate urge to survive. We all want to be happy now and forever. Still from coolie to CEO, everybody is struggling for happiness in this world. So we want to learn the secret of everlasting happiness. So from the Gita. So here, it's a very important point. We all are suffering helplessly. Nowadays, it is too hot. We are sweating. In winter, it is too cold. Isn't it? Similarly, there are people who have to die
unwillingly. They have to die. Like one businessman in Calcutta, Prabhupada says, said to doctor, sir, can you extend my life by 4 years? And the doctor said, sorry, not even 4 days. So people die unwillingly and they have to leave behind everything miserably. So although it is very painful to hear all this, the soul by nature is pleasure seeking. Anandamayo abhyasat, it is said. So it's not wrong for any of us to seek pleasure. You want to be happy? You are right. You should be happy. It's not wrong for you to aspire to be happy or have ambition to be happy. But we should know where should we seek the happiness from. Imagine you have two bowls. One bowl of thermocol, round thermocol. Another bowl of popcorn. So you eat popcorn, you'll be jolly. You eat thermocol, you'll spit it out. Although both of them look similar. Like Prabhupada used to give the example of sugarcane and bamboo. Sugarcane bite gives you joy, bliss. But bamboo bite will make us bleed. That means if we look for happiness in spirit, then we get happiness. If you look for happiness in matter, the material world, we suffer. Another little example, you will easily appreciate this. You know, a green coconut. Imagine if a dog is biting the outside of a big green coconut. Will he be happy? So the outside fiber is compared to the gross body. The inside shell is compared to the subtle body. And inside that, the coconut, actual coconut, is like the soul. And the juice or the coconut water is like the bliss, happiness of the soul. You understand this analogy? So the gross body and subtle body cannot make us happy. But the soul, like the coconut, and the coconut water, like the Krishna prema, bliss, the happiness of the soul, that can actually make us happy. So Prabhupada used to give these little examples to illustrate this point. So we all are trying to become happy in this world. But the main reason for our unhappiness is we are trying to bite the thermocol of popcorn with this body. So therefore, here it is taught that in order to understand it better, we have a small exercise here. You can see below. Soul's shirt and banyan. Our gross body is like the shirt, and inside banyan is like the subtle body. So now please do this activity. What you have to do, gross body means G, subtle body means S, and I means the soul. So you have to put only one letter inside the brackets. Okay? Please do it. So it's a very easy exercise. Sat, eternal, means I. Earth is G. Mind, S. And Chit, knowledge, that is I. That is yourself, Atma. And intelligence is subtle body, yes. And fire, G. Air, G. Water, G. And the soul. False ego, yes. Subtle body. And ether, G. That is also gross body. So you can see the picture. Gross metal body, subtle metal body, and soul. So there are two dot lines which are both matter. And the dark inside line, the soul, is the ideal personality. So we all are seated in these two bodies, gross and subtle bodies. So next example given is a computer and a human being. So before we go into the example, I want to give you a little explanation of this. You see, in a computer, we have like a microprocessor, we type. And then the servo motors, they move. Like you will see, say my mind is like a microprocessor. We type a program here. Whatever program I put here, my hands and legs will move accordingly. If you put a good program here, what a good program, say I go to temple, take darshan of the deities, eat prasad, meet the devotees, discuss Krishna Katha. then my hands and legs will want to do more and more bhakti. And if I put dirty things in my head, then I will want to do dirty things in this world. It's called gigo principle. Good in, good out. Garbage in, garbage out. So therefore, the mind can be compared to a hard disk, say for example, hard disk. And the intelligence is the decision maker. Can be compared to your CPU, central processing unit in a computer, which makes decisions. Similarly, the hands and legs and other things, they're like servo motors, which it moves. So sometimes in a hard disk, there are viruses, there are some Trojan or some dangerous viruses, which once they enter, they spoil the whole computer. On the screen, you see, because of the virus, the thing hanging. So what do? To remove the virus, you need a virus scanner and virus remover. Similarly, our mind also has some impurities, especially lust, anger, and greed. You can remember L-A-G, lag. They make us lag in our spiritual life. Lust, anger, and greed. So sometimes for weeks, so something in the chest of a boy, because he goes out in the rainy on a rainy day, like that in the throat and in the chest, it makes a sound like a virus kind of thing. So then he applies a Vicks vapor up, and then the kitch kitch is dead. It's gone. Similarly, we also have kitch kitch kitch. What is that? That is lust, anger, and greed. So what is the thing that we have to apply? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you apply this pure medicine, then what happens? All that is troublesome to the heart is destroyed. It's gone. It's like removing a virus from a hard disk. Virus scanning and virus removing software is the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So in this way, our mind can become clean. And one important thing, like when I was working in a company, I used to have an external hard disk in which I used to give the programs. So I can connect to a computer and debug the virus in my program and then submit the final program, isn't it? But this can only be debugged and cleaned in a computer. I cannot do it in a car. I cannot do it in a milling machine, drilling machine, or any other machine. The only machine in which I can clean the virus or debug the program is the computer. Similarly, human body is like a computer in which you can cleanse the subtle body, cleanse the mind. Can a dog cleanse the heart? Can a cat cleanse the heart? Can the trees and plants cleanse their heart? No, they can't do it. Only in a human body. That means when the subtle body is present in a human body, the soul is given special ability to read Bhagavad Gita and cleanse the subtle body. Now let's do the activity, okay? Quiz number 3. What is a computer compared to? I told you, if you remember, the computer is compared to human body here. And hard disk or external hard disk or USB stick in which we have written the program, we want to debug it. What is that compared to? That's compared to subtle body. Is there anywhere subtle body? Oh, that's compared to mind. Correct. That's compared to mind. And central processing unit is the decision maker. So what is that compared to intelligence, I. And operator, yes, operator is the soul. You are yourself the operator. Without the operator in the computer is like a dead body. And then the software programs, software is inside the hard disk. What are they like? If you see that, they are like the various experiences, thoughts, and desires. That is Hutch. And the files that are open, they are the current thoughts and plans that mind is right now processing. Correct? That is J. There are files open. And seventh one, virus. Oh, they are like the bee. Impurities in our mind, like lust, anger, and greed. Huh? And the Hare Krishna mantra, 8. What is that? That is virus scanner and remover, C. And lathe or grinder or other machines, in comparison to computer, you cannot debug your program in lathe or grinder or any machine. So they are compared to bodies other than human body, A. And then last one, removing virus, that is compared to F, cleaning our mind of all impurities. So I little bit quickly did it. Hope you all could catch it. So now you might have seen a CNC machine, computer network controlled machine. It has got X axis, Y axis, Z axis. I mean, it has got vertical as well as XY, all the three axes it has. And rotary movements and all that also. But the CNC machine can function very beautifully, but it's only possible when there is an operator for it. Similarly, the computer can only function when there is an operator. Similarly, our body is like a computer, and the soul, Atma, we are the operator of it. So you all understood the analogy. So now, there is something interesting about our soul seated in this body. One day when I was returning from US to India in my last visit, I saw one boy sitting with a computer, and he was playing some game for a couple of hours. The game was, I think they call it Test for Speed, Test for Speed. So what is that game? Some of you might be knowing it also. So in that computer screen, I saw there is a car going. A lot of obstacles come in the way. Yes, take right. Yes, take left. Sometimes just go over. All kinds of complicated road with a lot of obstacles on the way. So this boy was playing that game. And I only watched it for 2-3 minutes and my head was spinning by seeing it. I was thinking, why this boy is taking so much trouble? So I slept for half an hour and I opened my eyes and saw still he was playing. So he played for a couple of hours and then he got thoroughly tired. And he kept closed his laptop and to sleep. So when I saw him doing this, I got a realization at that time. The living being, the jiva in this world, he comes and he's seated in this body. Seated in this body, he is taking innumerable tensions in this world. Sufferings and happinesses. And he goes through various types of situations in this world. Actually, the jivas in this world all can live very happily in kingdom of God. And they are sheltered by God, protected by God. They live a very happy life there. But when they come here, they have voluntarily invited all these troubles. Like that boy had voluntarily opened the computer and playing that game called Test for Speed. It is an imposition on his mind that he voluntarily took up for suffering himself. It's like a chosen suffering, we can say. Similarly, we all also in this world have come with this body and we suffer from stress and hypertension and so many things. Now, how we are suffering in this world, and it's not a theoretical thing what I am speaking now. We will practically see it in the next quiz, Struggle for Happiness. Please take a little time, take 2-3 minutes to solve that activity. You have to match the left side items with the right side items. Vali taking away Sugriva's wife. Begin from there and find out an equivalent on the right side. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Now let's discuss answers. Vali taking away Sugriva's wife. Woman abuse. What is that? The answer is lust to enjoy illegitimately. C. So Vali struggled to enjoy Sugriva's wife. Eventually, he was destroyed. Some people say, later on, after Vali died, did Sugriva not marry? Sugriva did not marry Vali's wife, Tara. Is that not illicit? Actually, that's not illicit. Why? Because Tara herself requested Sugriva that Vali is dead. Now all monkeys will attack me. I'll be misabused. So she requested Sugriva to marry her. So he married as a second wife next to Ruma. So that's not considered illicit. On the other hand, Ruma was stolen away. Ruma, wife of Sugriva, was stolen away by Vali. That is illicit relation. Then robbery, murder, murders and scandals, man and money abuse. What is that? That is E, greed to get unlimitedly more. And Duryodhana's struggle to usurp the Pandavas, property abuse. That is D, anger to destroy others. Why? Duryodhana actually was given a chance to give 5 villages to Pandavas. So they will take 5 villages, he can live happily, but he wanted to destroy the Pandavas. Because of that, he got destroyed. Hiranyakashipu wanted to destroy Prahlad. He himself got destroyed. Students taking to drugs to get high and enjoy. That is F, illusion in ignorance. Surichi not letting Dhruva to sit on father's lap. That is B, envy to push down others. Students mob getting into physical fight. That is A, pride to show one's greatness. See, you will see all these people which we saw just now, why are they behaving like this? Because you will find every one of these fellows want to make themselves the central figure or pivot of the whole universe. Vali wanted to be the center. Ravana wanted to be the center. Duryodhana wanted to be the center. Suruchi wanted to be the queen. So you will see that this tendency of the living being to want to be at the center and want to see the whole world revolve around the living entity. That kind of expectation is a foolish expectation. Because we all are tiny children of God. Every one of us. God is the center of this world. And we have to, just like, for example, in a family, father is the center. So the mother and the children, they all work around him, aligning with his desires. In a school, the principal is the center. In a state, the chief minister is the center. In a country, the prime minister. In a company, the CEO or whatever. You will see everywhere there is a prominent central person and others actually align with that person and cooperate with that person to bring about the end result. Similarly, in the spiritual world, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Lord Rama, Lord is the center. So here you find in this world, a living being want to usurp others' property and be at the center. Although God is at the center, God is not an exploiter. You will see the charity of Arjuna. Whereas here, Vali or Duryodhana, they all became exploiters. You will see that. So that is the point mentioned here in the para below. The spirit soul, as first of all, gets a body that is human in form. And then in our minds, we all have animal-like desires and angel-like desires. And we have a choice, which one to feed. My spiritual master used to give an example of good dog and a bad dog within our hearts. If you feed the good dog, then the good dog gets stronger. If you feed the bad dog, then our bad behavior qualities, they get stronger. So we have the choice which one we want to feed. Yeah. So we can actually elevate ourselves or degrade ourselves. So recently I heard a beautiful 3A formula. Association, activity, attitude. For example, Ajamila, he associated with the prostitute and his activity was what? He brought the prostitute to home and begot 10 children in a womb. And his attitude became degraded like a sinful person. Now take the same Ajamila. He associated with Vishnu Dutas. Then he went to Haridwar and joined a Vishnu temple where he worshipped Lord Vishnu, took bath in Ganga, studied the Shastra, associated with saintly people. Then association, activity, then he got a Vaikuntha attitude and Vaikuntha Viman took him back to Godhead. So remember these 3 A's, association, in that association activity. Right now, all of you, for example, you are doing the activity of hearing about Bhagavad Gita because you have chosen to. So when you choose the right association, then you get spiritual activity to do. then you elevate your attitude. Huh? So that's what we all should do. Then we can become like an angel. And those who don't do that, they degrade like animals. Now let us learn in the next section the difference between angel-like desires and animal-like desires. Now what you have to do, there are boxes either inside the box or outside the box. You can put a plus for Daivi or angel-like qualities, okay? And you can put minus for Asuric qualities. And then we will discuss the answers. Okay, so now let's discuss the answers now. Eating a hamburger at McDonald's, minus, naturally, because we are violent to the other living beings, unnecessarily. Prahlad refusing to obey his father, Hiranyakashipu, that is plus. Why? Because his father was sinful. He was an atheist. So Prahlad wanted to remain a devotee. So this is actually divine quality. Not getting carried away by the preachings of his father, but he followed Narada's instruction, that is plus divine. Anger is a heroic vision, frightening, intimate, powerful. No, that is minus, because people think that anger is a great virtue, but anger is one letter short of danger. Even Hanuman, when he burnt Lanka, then he turned behind and saw, my lord, I have burnt the whole Lanka, what must have happened to my mother Sita? Because if whole Lanka is burning, then she is also likely to be burned. So immediately he flew from there. Fortunately, nothing happened to Sita. Ashoka Vatika was safe. Then Hanuman said, hell with my anger, with which I became uncontrollable. Like that Hanuman said. Actually, Hanuman's anger is transcendental. How do we know that? Because the drama appreciated it. He didn't condemn it. But still, Hanuman himself wanted to teach all of us a lesson that we should not be unnecessarily imagining anger to be a heroic virtue. Krodha Vegam is mentioned by Rupa Goswami as something to be avoided unless it can be very constructively used. And then Arjuna fighting the battle of Kurukshetra and finishing millions of warriors, that is plus divine, because he simply followed Krishna's order. Isn't it? And acting smartly by one's own decision, whether depending on bookish knowledge of Shastra? No, that's minus. Yes, Shastra Vidimutsrajya Vartate Kamakaratah, Krishna says. One should not give up the Shastra. In fact, he says, Tasmat Shastra Pramanam Te Kadi Akadi Vavastitau, he says. So we should follow the Shastra and not act whimsically according to our own mind. Secure money through bribes, oh, that's minus. That is Asuri, demoniac. Considering oneself to be the cause of one's success, oh, that is also minus. Concern about one's own sensitization and insensitive to other people, that is also minus. The last three are plus, plus, plus. Proper dealings with others, considering God as a witness, cleanliness in lifestyle. So you all understand it. If you read the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we can understand all this divine and demoniac virtues. But why we did this exercise? Because our heart resides angel-like and animal-like desires. So we have to nourish the angel-like behaviors. And animal-like behaviors have to be given up. Then only our mind and heart will be cleansed. Then we are preparing to advance in our spiritual life. Yeah. Next page, there is a mention about how your research shows that even 58% of Americans who generally think that there is only one life, according to Bible. Even they have developed faith in reincarnation. And this number is increasing now. Ever since Westerners started adopting yoga, meditation, pranayama, they're understanding that we are different from the body. For that matter, even in Bible and Quran, there is a mention about the spirit soul going to the kingdom of God and answerable to God. That is different from the mundane material body made of flesh and bones. And then next section I've given few scientists and philosophers. That I will leave it with you as a homework for you to read what Emerson says, Benjamin Franklin says, Carl Jung says. And then you can go below. Scientific proof for reincarnation. This is what I told you, Dr. Ian Stevenson. 3,000 case studies he has done on reincarnation. And I've shown you some of the books. Over 100 books are published on reincarnation. And different places, which have happened in different parts of the world. Lebanon, Turkey, Thailand, Burma, and other places. But now we are going to understand something serious about reincarnation. Some of your friends might ask you, what is the proof that the soul is moving from one body to another? See, the first proof Ian Stevenson himself gives in one of his international publications, he says that there was a rich girl who, when she went to Sri Lanka, she could immediately go to the garden and take some coconut tree leaves and start making thatched huts by like intertwining them, like this, intertwining the palm leaves or coconut tree leaves. So she did it as if she's thoroughly trained in it. But her parents said nobody trained her in this, because in her previous life, she was doing it for whole life. Now in the next life, she had that inherited skill. I mean, it had uninherited skill, unacquired in this life, but it comes from the previous life. Yeah. Because in this life, nobody taught her. Similarly, the second example is a phobia. Like some people have fear of guns. Some are fear of water, water body. Some are fearful of fire. Some are afraid of automobile moments because they might have died in an automobile accident, or they might have been shot by a bullet, or they must have died in water, drowning, or they must be killed by a bladed weapon. So anything like a sharp blade, they become afraid. So doctors have been always trying to find out the reason behind phobias, and it has been proven by Dr. Ian Stevenson that people who were murdered in a certain way, and the next life, they develop a fear for those weapons. And the third one is a very punching, powerful proof. Look at these two cute-looking babies. They look alike, isn't it? Because they're twins. According to science, the children who are born from the same egg, that one egg, it splits into two, and then two babies come out. So genetically, they are same. Therefore, they look alike. But the point here is, although they look alike, they have totally two different behaviors. For example, in fact, one child may be a devotee and one child may not want to become a devotee. How is it that one child is divine or another is demoniac? Although genetically they appear the same, they look the same. So scientists are very surprised. Genetically they are same, they should behave the same way. No, because Ian Stevenson says two different souls have entered the two different bodies of the twins. That is the conclusion he gives. So in this way, the difference in behavior is because of two different souls. Different souls, every soul is unique in the choice and the behavior. So in this way, he proves very powerfully through various ways. Let's do the activity now. The quiz number 6, punching scientific proofs for reincarnation. So what you need to do, you need to put a dot inside the boxes offering punching proof. If it's not a punching proof, don't put it. Okay, people willing to tell from their dreams about their many previous lives. No, not a very punching proof. Many people can talk anything. We don't take the words of the people seriously. Anybody speaks, we don't take it seriously. Skills not taught in this life, like an elite class child skilled in making thatched roof. Yes, this Ian Stevenson observed. This is miraculous. How is it that the child was not taught anything in this life, but the child is having the skill? It's inherited. It's coming from the previous life. So it's a punching proof. Dreams are visiting different places and meeting different people. This can be one of the proof. Even you or me, any of us, we have certain times, we go to certain places, it appears that we have come to that place before. Certain turn of events which happen in our life, it appears that we already have experienced them. So, but these things cannot be called as punching proof. It cannot be accepted. Hypnotic regressions on patients remembering entering some dark tunnel leading to light. No, we cannot take it as a very punching proof. Such things are done. Maybe there may be a partial proof, but we can't take it as a very serious proof. Somebody recollecting some past impressions, often unverifiable. No, you can't take it as a punching proof. Then fear of bladed weapons or fire or water due to previous impressions of death. Yes. Scientists have seen many, many cases becoming correct. Somebody died in a fire accident and next life they have fear of fire. They found it out. Children recollecting places, people, incidents have been verified by scientists. Oh, that's a punching proof. 3,000 such cases are published by Ian Stevenson. Some religions believe in reincarnations. So, actually it is a punching proof because whatever is said in religious books like Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or Vedas has to be true. But common people may not accept it as a punching proof because just religious books say so. So they will need some scientific proof for the same. But those people who have practiced God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they know that if Krishna says it in Vedas, Veda Vak can never be false. Vedas never change the truth. Like million years ago, Vedas said the soul exists. And now they say the soul exists. Scientists said million years ago, they said there is no soul, only body. Now they are saying, oh, sorry, no soul also exists. They have to scientists change it. Vedas will never say, we are very sorry to announce to you that all the while we have been telling there is a soul different from body. Now we are saying body is everything. They will never do that. Because the Vedas have stood the test of time. So some religions believe in reincarnation. Yes, it's not a question of religious belief. If Shastra say that, it is a punching proof. Dr. Ian Stevenson's reincarnation studies on that. Yes, that's a punching proof. Ghost movies giving evidence of a dead grandmother coming as a ghost. Oh, these movies speculate a lot of things and we don't take it all seriously. You can't call it a punching proof. Identical twins, genetically same but born with different temperament. Oh, that's a punching proof. Because if two souls don't exist in two different bodies of the genetically same children, they can't behave differently. That actually thoroughly proves to scientists about the two souls. Now, here is a very important real-life history of a girl called Shukla. Although this story was very long, I have cut it very short for you. But it is very important to know because there are 3,000 case studies which we may not be able to go through, Ian Stevenson's work. But this one story we will try to understand. It will be very helpful for us to share with other people also. See, in West Bengal, it's one of the 3,000 files of Ian Stevenson, one of this in West Bengal. There was a girl called Shukla. So this Shukla, when she was a small child, when she was a small little girl, she used to take a pillow in her cradle and call it as Meenu Meenu. And she claimed that Meenu was her daughter. And her parents were surprised. She was actually a daughter of a railway worker in Kampa in West Bengal. So she used to often say that about her husband also. So she used to talk about her husband. And she doesn't tell the husband's name, but she would tell Meenu's father, like that she would tell. And then she also told her name, earlier name was Mana. So Mana was her previous birth body and her daughter's name was Meenu. She was also remembering her husband's two brothers, Ketu and Karuna. These were the nicknames. She even knew their original name. Kshetranath became Ketu. So she knew the full name also, which she later on revealed. So she has been telling that we all lived in a place called Rattala. So her father, Gupta, was wondering, this girl is repeatedly saying maybe some element of truth may be there in it. So he eventually found out that 11 miles to the south of that place, they found out a place called Bhatpara. So as soon as these people went to that village, immediately when they got down from the bus, the little Meenu, Shukla, started leading in the front, as you see in the picture. She's walking in the front and all the other relatives of her family are walking. So as they walked, just outside the road, she saw Amrit Lal Chakravarti, her father-in-law, old father-in-law in the previous life. So she covered her head and she put her head down in shyness, as any daughter-in-law would do in the presence of father-in-law. And she indicated to her current father that that was my father-in-law, Amrit Lal Chakravarti. And then she showed her husband, Haridana Chakravarti. And also, when she went like that, suddenly she was surprised. Why the entrance of the house is not here? It was in this particular place, right in the main road. Because now what had happened was, after Mana passed away, they closed this side of the entrance and they broke the wall on the other side of the house. So therefore, she was confused. But her confusion also is justified, because when she was earlier Mana, the door was this side. Now it is on that side. So her confusion also proves that she lived as Mana there. So, and then when she entered the house, there were, the more than 30 people she recognized, all the joint family members in the house. She pointed out one by one, everybody, and told their names. And she even said, go to the upstairs. I have kept a trunk, steel trunk. If you open it, you will find two saris, blue and red. Two saris. Exactly, they saw it when they went up. It was there. She said, I have kept a pitcher of water I used to use there. That was also there. Many things like that she recollected in the house. And then when she went to meet her daughter, Meenu. Now, Meenu had become grown up. Now, Shukla is a little girl and Meenu is very, very grown up. But still, she embraced Meenu and cried tears like a mother would cry by meeting a daughter after a very long time. So, not only that, she met her husband, Haridana Chakravarti, tearfully. She felt very great joy. And after that, her husband and the other family members, they all understood this is a reincarnation case. She's remembering everything. They all appreciated that, accepted that. And then whenever her husband came to the new place where Mr. Shukla Gupta was living, Mr. Guptaji was living in that family, when he would come, she would make him special item which he would like very much, called prawn bully. So, because that was an item which was favorite for her husband. And now the family members understood, how does she know what is favorite for him? That she knows from the previous life. In this way, Ian Stevenson says, although Meenu was 12 and Shukla was only 5, Shukla exactly acted the role of a mother towards a beloved daughter, he says. So in this way, now let us do this activity here. When Shukla went to enter the house, she was confused and didn't seem to know the right entrance. Now you have to find out, one or more of the answers may be right. Please find out. Yeah, see the second answer. After the death of Mana, the entrance had been modified. That's the correct answer. And her confusion only strengthens the case. And if she wasn't confused, it would weaken the case. Correct. That means B and C. Now, one answer is B and C. Second and third answer for one. Okay, then the second question. What things definitely prove that Shukla is none other than Meenu in her previous life? Shukla took lead, correct? Yeah, second is also correct. Yes, third also is correct. Ketu, Karuna, all those names she recollected. Those were not present. She knew the favorite food of her previous husband. Yes. So all four are correct. All four are correct answers. So you can come to the last page. Here, I have given you a case study of one Chase Bowman. This boy, look at this smart looking boy. a photo is given. His name is Chase Bowman. At the age of 5 years, he had his past life memory, first past life memory. He has drawn a picture. You know, he says that after I heard, and I am marching back to the battle, I told when I see I cannot pass by something like a cart. So he has drawn the war zone and everything. Now it is not only that he drew this picture and wrote something due to which people started believing what he said is true. No. Ian Stevenson would analyze such cases very thoroughly. The Chase Bowman, he not only drew the war zone exactly, they would check the match with what he is saying is true. Did such a thing really happen? So there's a book called Children's Past Lives, How Past Life Memories Affect Your Child. So call Bowman, Chase Bowman. So there's a book which elaborately tells this incident. So there are many such books. So now let's go to the last exercise of this lesson. Old book versus human life. I really loved this statement of Benjamin Franklin. What he told his people to put up in his samadhi or in his coffin outside in the graveyard. See, you were able to read that. The body of B. Franklin printer, like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out, and the script of its lettering and gilding lies here. Food for worms, but the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, corrected and improved by the author. It's a very deep statement it is. What is our Benjamin Franklin saying? He is saying that his body is like the cover of an old book, torn. And its contents torn out. That means the contents of the book is not there. And stripped of lettering and gilding. That means, imagine you have a hard-bound book. Only the outer cover, binding of the book is there. Inside is gone. Now, why the inside is gone? He says, now it's going to appear in a new and more elegant edition, corrected and improved. That means the old book had many spelling mistakes, errors, and the good printing was not done. Now it's going to be modified and improved. What he is trying to say is the gross body is lying here, simply food for the worms. It will be finished off. But the soul with subtle body is moving out to another place where the subtle body has a lot of things to be edited, corrected, improved, which means, as I told you, lust, anger, and greed. Those things have been cleaned up. So it's going for one more chance, like that it is going from one body to another. That's what he's telling. So he's making a very deep statement, Benjamin Franklin. So let us try to match the following. Cover of the book. What is the answer? Number 4, gross body of Franklin. Second, contents of the book. That's the body. 5th, number 5. New, more elegant edition. That means evolved in spirituality. That is number 2. But new and more elegant edition means evolved in spirituality. And 4th, corrected and improved. That means rid of bad habits and tendencies and behavior. And the 5th one, author. Author is the imperishable soul. So we all can consider our life to be like a book. Now, dear devotees, think about it. Your book of life is a book. And in that, there are 100 chapters. That means you have 100 years to live. And each chapter has 365 pages, which means one chapter is 1 year. Your every day is like one page. Now, say Radhesham Das, I am now 50 years now. That means 50 chapters are over for me. Only 50, not even 50, we don't know how many, maybe 30, 40, whatever is left for us. Only that for us. So now I cannot change what I have written in this 50. But what is further in my life between 50 to 75 or 80, whatever, that period is blank white pages. Now I can write with my thought, word and deed. How I think, how I speak, how I act. I am going to write my book, and it is true with all of you. So we are the author of our book of life, and we can write it in a very Krishna conscious way so that our future will be brighter. So we all came to this world with certain scripts, say this level script. Now we can leave this body with this level script, making this moment of advancement. And then in this way, you know, gradually we can make advancement. You all know Bharat Maharaj was this level. Dhir was this level. Jadabharata was this level. So he made an advancement. And then as Jadabharat went back to Godhead. So in this way, life after life, we all are purifying our heart, removing the viruses in our mind and heart, and becoming better and better. So we all have an opportunity to grow. So if you have any inquiry or question, you are welcome to send. I see I have exactly completed my booklet as per my promise at 8 o'clock. Now I can take some questions. And those of you who wish to continue to stay for the question answers, probably another 15 minutes, I can take the questions. You can chat it. You can send a chat message to me and I will be happy to respond. Hope that sound was clear for all of you. Just see, such a big booklet with almost how many pages? Yeah. Almost 8-page booklet completed in 1 hour approximately. So now, of course, you can teach it longer if you wish. But I am planning to prepare all my booklets for only 8 pages like this. And it'll be easy for us to teach. And also activities are very enlivening for the people. Only I did a little fast because you're already devotees. When you do it with others, you could half an hour more and slowly explain to them. So any questions? Yeah. Hare Krishna, what is the difference between knowledge and intelligence? Yeah. See, there are many words used which look like synonym. Like for example, Vidya means Raja Vidya, means king of knowledge. Buddhi word is used for intelligence. So like for example, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So there are three words used when it comes to spiritual knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom and realization. Like by studying the books, you get knowledge. And associating with great souls, you get wisdom. And applying that wisdom that you learn from great souls gives you realization. And when you come to knowledge, wisdom and realization, you get maturity in life. And that is the time you come to know how to act, how not to act. Now, when we talk about intelligence, intelligence specifically talks about that thing by which you can discriminate between what is right and what is wrong. What is good for me, what is bad for me. Hitkarak, hanikarak. Good, bad. That ability to discriminate, that is especially called as intelligence. Also, there is a buddhi and subuddhi also. Subuddhi is bad intelligence, which actually makes plans to assist the mind and sense gratification. Sadbuddhi helps you to go closer to Krishna. So if you chant Hare Krishna nicely, then Krishna will give you the intelligence to come back to him. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam payate. Does clones have soul? See, first of all, we have to know what is this cloning. Cloning is you take a male cell and take out the nucleus and take a female egg and you impregnate this into that and then put it into the womb of a surrogate mother. So both are living bodies. Male is living and female is living. So you take from a male this thing and put in the female this thing. And when the children are born, yes, those children also have a soul. Surely. Because the male-female combination has happened. See, God has arranged for man to take his semen and impregnate into a woman's egg. Instead of that, the scientists may take the nucleus from the cell and impregnate into the egg. They may do that. But the male-female combination happens and through that the soul has already passed. Yes. So the cloned children who are, of course, 1 out of 100 children survive in that. And they also definitely will have a soul. Otherwise, they can't be Chetan. Okay, how can we nullify our past wrong desires that we had desired before coming to Krishna consciousness? They were completely wrong desires, we know. How can we understand this? So for nullifying the previous wrong desires, many things we could do. The first thing I would say is, while chanting Hare Krishna, we can beg and pray to the Lord very fervently, my dear Lord, please, completely nullify my, you know, reformat my old disk, hard disk. It's a very horrible hard disk. Now I want to start afresh my life of Krishna consciousness. Clean my heart. We can prayerfully chant. And that will help us to advance in spiritual life very fast. Another thing we can do is, you know, keep away from tempting environments and tempting objects. So avoid things which degrade us. Keep away. Stay away from them. Also, third one I can tell you, profusely engage yourself in devotional activities like reading books, hearing Prabhupada lectures, rendering sevas. So flood yourself with Krishna conscious engagements. Then there is no time for maya. Idle man's mind is the devil's workshop, we say. So three things I have told you. Profusely engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. Avoid tempting environments. And pray fervently in chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, and then one more question he says. They were completely... Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Often while preaching, we are asked if there is any order of receiving bodies. Like some say, after a cow body, we get human body. Are the statements true and... How should we answer such questions? Actually, Prabhupada says the first body is a human body. I have quotes also from Prabhupada's coming back and Bhagavatam purports. The first body is a human body. And then we degrade further lower bodies. But I have also heard that again, when you get human body second time, that may be if your last body was a cow's body, then you get a sattvic human body you get. If the last body was a monkey's body, then you get a passionate human body. Like that I've heard. Yeah. Can you please give some scientific understanding of the ghost? Ghost means a soul has left the gross body and right now he is wandering in his subtle body, not able to get the next body. And like we have one devotee here in Pune, his uncle died in a car accident. And now he comes in the body of his daughter-in-law and whenever he comes in her body, he speaks in a male voice. And how do we know suddenly the ghost has entered her body? Because he's asking questions and he's speaking things which make complete sense. And they are all true also. That means he's hovering as a ghost in that locality because he got an accident. So then they have to perform some activities, spiritual activities to deliver that ghost to get a proper body and do his activities, do his life. Yeah. Yeah. So Prabhupada also explains about the ghosts. Any more questions? Yeah. Many of the arguments or questions we pose, if you search them on Google, we find few researchers who put forward an explanation which support the atheistic point of view. So you can give me an evidence for that. If we present some argument, if they're giving a contrary evidence, I would be very happy to hear that. We would like to know because we have thorough explanations. We have always observed that the atheistic people behave like, I heard in Tamil Nadu, they say two people with a big mustache. Those are Malyuddha fighting people. If one of them caught hold of the neck of other and put him on the dusty ground, his whole mustache is full of dust. And then the other fellow asks him, see, I have made you catch dust in your mustache. Do you agree you are defeated? And that fellow will say, no, not yet. You have not yet defeated me, he will say. Which means that a person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, as we say. So most atheistic people's arguments are like that, we have seen. They have made up them. Actually, there is vada and there is a vitanda. Vada means what? Two people come and they are ready to discuss together and they are ready to change their opinion. That is vada. Vitanda means what? Two people come. The person has made up his mind that I am not going to change my viewpoint. I will only try to cut the nose of the other person. So if atheist comes with that kind of mindset, they may not agree, may not accept. So we don't worry about it. So As a next question, as a sadhaka, when I go through the arguments, they may not seem to have enough reasoning. But how to convince others? So you have to present what was that argument. You have to present it. Then we can discuss it. So this can be a good forum when we all meet on Wednesday evenings. You are most welcome to bring those arguments. And I will explain to the best of my understanding. And if need be, I'll consult my superiors and get back to you with an even better explanation. Any more questions? Even I had many friends who would argue with me in IIT days. I used to go back. And later on, I got proper explanation. See, here is a question. Why some people can remember past lives, why some cannot? Good question. Actually, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj told us that imagine if somebody was a cow in the previous life and they were he was taken by a butcher to the shop where he was murdered. So then what happens in the next life? If he remembers the previous life, last moment, he will repeatedly get nightmares. And he can't sleep peacefully, he can't act peacefully. So he is actually put a covering over the previous life remembrance so that he can start afresh this life. That's the reason why God makes everybody forget. Then the question may be asked, then how do some people remember? I can only understand that God is liberally allowing a few souls to recollect their previous life so that in this golden age, which is about to appear now, 10,000 years, that even the most educated modern day people will take this matter seriously and start studying the reincarnation very seriously. Without God letting them know, they cannot know. Because the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Lord says that Mata Smritirjnanam Apohanam Cha, he is the remembrance giver. So certainly for some people, God is releasing the remembrance. And for 99% of the people, nobody can recollect the previous life remembrance. Yeah. So that this life can be a fresh one for us. And here is another question. If you want to receive regular updates and timely reminders about this program, please join the WhatsApp group at this link. Okay, there's a link given for all of you. Okay. So can we wind up if you all have no more questions? But I thank you all. Here, one more. How we have been given some body on what basis? Yeah. This is going to come in Evolving Towards Perfection, which is the fifth session. There we'll be talking. But now I'll tell you precisely. We are given body based on our current actions. Like Prabhupada saw a boy in Hawaii surfing in the ocean. And Prabhupada said, see, early morning, 3 hours he's surfing in the ocean. He's preparing for getting an aquatic body. He said, because he's all the time there. The water, playing in the water all the time. Similarly, somebody is eating all kinds of rubbish. They are eating all that is moving on the road except the cars. All that flies except the planes. All that swims except the submarines. They eat anything and everything. So Prabhupada said they are preparing for the body of a pig. They eat anything and everything, he said. So according to the consciousness that we all develop, we get the next body. Here's another question. On what basis the population is increasing? Does that mean that good souls are increasing? See, in 7th standard, 8th standard, 9th standard, there is an automatic pass in every school. Similarly, in animal kingdom, you work off one animal body, you get automatic pass to the next. Whereas when you come to human body is a junction. From there, it's not easy to get liberated and go back to Godhead. Very few souls go. So most souls return back to this world. And when they return back, they are taking again birth in a human life. And those who have gone to heaven, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, Kshine Punya Martyalokam Vishanti, they finish their Punya, they also take birth again. Similarly, some people evolve eventually from animal bodies. They have worked out their animalistic desires. They come back to human body. So in this way, the 10th standard population is increasing. Imagine, for example, in 10th standard, only 25 boys out of which only 5 pass, 20 remain. From 9th standard, another 25 are coming. It becomes 45. Like this, population is increasing like this. So when more and more people get liberated and go back to Godhead, then the population will not increase like this. Of course, in Kali Yuga, the sinful activities are increasing. So naturally, the human beings are taking birth again and again. Because it's a age of passion. Therefore, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa. Jagannyaguna vrittistha, adho gacchanti tamasa. So the rajaguna is maximum. So human beings are born again and again, as Krishna says. So why there are no evidence of past life from anima to human? Actually, the case study is done till now. Only 3,000 cases are studied. But that doesn't mean only there are 3,000. There may be many, many cases. More cases which are not yet been analyzed. But actually from animals, birds, if you don't have current evidence now, we have evidence from previous life. Bharat Maharaj was a deer. And then he became Jada Bharat. From animal body to human body. Similarly, you can find Nahusha. He was a human. And then he became a snake. Cursed by Agastya Rishi because of his pride, he fell down in the Antariksha from the heaven, and then he fell in the Himalayan range as a serpent. So Nahusha became serpent, and when the serpent was freed by Yudhishthira Maharaj, then he again became Nahusha and went to heavenly abode. So we get such evidences, human becoming a reptile or reptile becoming human. Such kinds of things are there. The scriptures is there, and real life, the more evidence, more researches are happening now. They may come with more evidences of people remembering their previous life. Possible. But I'm very happy to see all of you asking intelligent questions on reincarnation related subject, which is a current topic of discussion today. So wonderful. So can we do some short kirtan, 5-minute kirtan, and we'll conclude the talk. Where's the mridangam?
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Boliye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Srila Gurudev. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. Deva Pavan Harinam Sankirtan ki. Here are two more questions. I'll quickly answer them and I'll conclude. He's saying, sometimes we see that some students endeavor very hard, but still some prominent anarthas like lust, just don't leave them. They may chant six rounds before Mangala Arati or may study Prabhupada books. Still, they are not able to overcome. Actually, the main reason they are not able to overcome is because they are lighting fire, pouring water. Lighting fire, pouring water. Do you know what? Do you understand what I mean to say? They are definitely contributing something dirty into their minds. Otherwise, this kind of difficulty won't be there. Actually, you will see that some boys, I have told them, if lust is such a serious problem for you, throw away the smartphone. Just take a button phone. They will not do that. They can't give up the smartphone. If you are attached to watching internet and still expect to keep our heart clean, it's like inviting a garbage truck. Please come, come, come. Put all the garbage into my house. And then tell them that, oh, house is so unclean, what to do? So we are only inviting. But therefore, I told you, one of the three things I told you is, we should keep away from tempting environments. So, this devotee, whoever it is, he can write a mail to me. I have two booklets on, one is dealing with temptations, and there is another one which is taking reverse gear from the early stages of fall down. So I can send you these two booklets with the answer booklets also. That will help this devotee much. Anjani is saying, if someone is initiated but still old anartha or bad habit prominent, what you should do? Like, for example, like watching movie and watching wrong movies. Yeah, actually, if the old desires are revisiting, that means this devotee requires intense association of very advanced and mature devotee. Immediately, this devotee has to arrange for it. Because when you get higher taste, the lower taste will get evaporated. Param drishtva nivartate. So thank you all for your enthusiasm. And I am looking forward to doing program like this every Wednesday. And now you know Ram Rukmani Pal Prabhu. He has connected all of you to the site.
So you'll get regular details of the programs, and look forward to gradually developing the subject with the new booklets I'll try to prepare in service of all of you. And I am hoping to see that all of you becoming wonderful preachers. If every one of you teach and preach to people around you and can Krishna consciousness, bringing pleasure to the heart of Srila Prabhupada and all Prabhupada disciples and Guru Parampara Acharyas, I will consider my life successful in serving all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.